razpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Zdravo, z vami je Črna luknja, danes vstajniško razpoložena, tako kot vsa Slovenija. Če smo vas pa prejšnji oddaji pozivali na delavske demonstracije 17. novembra v Ljubljani, vas bomo danes na petkove ilegalne spontane demonstracije proti sistemu. Te se imajo zgoditi na Kongresnem trgu, antikapitalisti pa se dobimo ob 16. pri sidru na Kongresnem trgu. Današnja oddaja bo torej v znamenju vstaj, v začetku komentar delavskih demonstracij in mariborske vstaje, v drugem delu oddaje pa danes še objavljamo drugi del pogovora z brazilskimi anarhisti o njihovih idejah, kako naj anarhisti interveniramo v družbene boje. Začenjamo.
Anarhistična okrožnica.
Potopis delavskih demonstracij N17. Prejšnjo soboto 17. novembra se je na ulicah zbrala masa ljudi s sindikalnimi centralami na čelu in zahtevala zaustavitev sprejemanja neoliberalnih reform države. Kljub klasičnem sindikalnem zborovanju so se v okolici manifestacije samo organizirali otočki protestniških posebnežev. Na filozofski fakulteti so se dobili profesori Visokošolskega sindikata Slovenije in se nato pridružili študentom na Prešernovem trgu, kjer so prevladovali emblemi novo nastale študentske stranke. Na trgu francoske revolucije se je zbrala skupnost FDV, pred moderno galerijo pa anarhistom najljubši antikapitalistični blok. Kakorkoli že, radikalni časi zahtevajo radikalna dejanja in zato se je antikapitalistični blok začel zbirati že ob 9. uri zjutraj. Njegovo vsebino so sestavljali različni kolektivi in posamezniki, ki se niso zadovoljili zgolj s sobotnim izražanjem nezadovoljstva, ampak so se prepoznali v bistvu k ustvarjanju alternative skozi samoorganizacijo, solidarnost, direktno demokracijo in decentralizacijo. V bloku so se prepoznale realnosti socialnega centra ROK, gibanje 15O, feministke, študentski radici, Federacija za anarhistično organiziranje in mnogi drugi. Delili so se letaki, izjave in ostali materiali. Namesto gorečih govorov so razbijali bobni, namesto branja izjav se je skandiralo. Kmalu po začetku se je bloku pridružil policist pod krinko in udeležence med drugim nagovarjal k pohodu na neobstoječo izraelsko ambasado. Ko so ga udeleženci bloka izločili, se je po zbiranje informacij odpravila skupinica uniformiranih policajev in prisotnim je postalo jasno, da je čas za predčasen odhod izpred obkoljene moderne galerije. Antikapitalistična manifestacija se je v bloku premaknila pred glavno pošto ter tam pozdravljala mimoidoče delavstvo. Ko se je tega naveličal, se je odpravil pogledat še na Prešernov trg in nato sledil študentom in profesorjem do glavnega zborovanja na Kongresni trg. A ker se v množici izjav sindikalnih predstavnikov nihče ni mogel prepoznati, se je blok raje po robu množice sprehodil do Dvornega trga in pozdravil razobešanje transparenta Dost je, kje je štrajk, z Ljubljanskega gradu. Kakor na celotni delavski manifestaciji se je tudi v antikapitalističnem bloku prižgala dimna bakla, a kot pričakovano je bila po mnenju policije ravno ta tista, ki ne bi smela goreti. Tako so represivni organi države v sodelovanju s protestniki za nekaj minut zaplesali in antikapitalistični manifestaciji dodali kanček akcijskega momenta, ki se je v sledečih dneh, kot bomo slišali v drugem delu oddaje, le še stopnjeval. Solidarizacija okoli bloka se je izkazala kot dobra taktika proti policijski represiji, kakor se je za dobro izkazala mobilnost bloka, ker se je tako izognilo monotoni stabilnosti in odprlo vrata k spontanim intervencijam. Toda kljub razgibanim protestom, ki so antikapitalistični blok popeljali po zanimivostih v centru Ljubljane, se s tokratno manifestacijo ne moremo povsem zadovoljiti. Medtem, ko so ostali Evropejci štrajkali v sredo, naj bi si pri nas delavci morali za izražanje nezadovoljstva vzeti kakšnega od svojih prostih dni, za razliko od šefov, politikov in ostalih elitistov, ki so si na ta sončen dan verjetno privoščili izlet na obalo. Tudi zaradi nestrinjanja s tem se kongresni trg najbrž ni napolnil, kot bi se moral. Riot! Danes Grčija, jutri vsa Evropa. To je slaven grafit iz časa grške vstaje leta 2008. Anarhisti smo takrat ocenili, da se je začelo obdobje nemirov. Danes je zgodovina z vso silo treščila tudi k nam. Z vstaje v Mariboru se je zgodilo nekaj, za kar so mnogi mislili, da je pri nas nemogoče. Ljudstvo se je samo organiziralo in vrglo z oblasti svojega lokalnega šerifa, hkrati pa prižgalo iskro širšega upora zoper politično-ekonomsko elito vse povsod. Nimamo kristalne krogle, da bi napovedali, kaj sledi, vemo pa, da nam romantiziranje in naivnost ne bosta pomagala prav nič, organiziranost in pogum pa precej. Za vse nas se zastavlja vprašanje, kaj v tej situaciji početi. Razlogi za vstajo so na dlani in dogajanja na ulicah ni treba še dodatno interpretirati, saj to že samo po sebi pošilja dovolj jasno in glasno sporočilo. Vse splošni poplavi pričevanj, analiz in napovedi naj na tem mestu raje dodamo nekaj praktičnih misli, ki naj služijo kot dodatni kamenčki v skupni mozaik poti v prihodnost onkraj gospodstva oholih, lokalnih šerifov in kapitala. Ne glede na to, kaj bo sledilo, je treba prepoznati, da je bilo v zadnjih tednih in dneh že marsikaj narejenega. Situacija druge mariborske vstaje, ki je nihče ni organiziral ali predvidel, se je vendar zgodila. Je številnim ljudem, ki še nekaj časa nazaj niti pomislili niso, da lahko na kakršenkoli način vplivajo na spremembe v družbi, odprla možnost za povsem nov pogled, za nova srečanja in prakse. Sosedi, ki so se prej morda prepirali zaradi parkirišča, so v oblaku solzivca sklenili nova zavezništva in sedaj skupaj pilijo podrobnosti taktike nenasilne pokorščine. Neznanci so postali tovariši. Odnosi so nenadoma dobili povsem novo kvaliteto in to je resničen pomen druge mariborske vstaje. O njej priča silna eksplozija potrebe ljudi po deljenju tega, kar se je zgodilo. Facebook in ostala socialna omrežja so polna poročil o policijski brutalnosti, političnih plakatov, sloganov, dokumentov z ulic. Zapomnimo si, ljudstvo, ki je sposobno v tako kratkem času sredi vse splošne depresije in apatije zgenerirati toliko kreativnosti in sodelovanja, je sposobno tudi vse ostale vidike družbenega življenja organizirati drugače. Ne dovolimo si, da bo to ponovno pozabljeno. Policijska brutalnost ni nobeno presenečenje in nehoteni eksces, nasprotno. Ta je pričakovan odziv oblastniške elite na zahteve ljudi po dostojnem življenju in koncu nekaznovanega izkoriščanja nas in skupnega za njihove zasebne interese. Odgovor na njo je v tem, da se ne pustimo prestrašiti, temveč se organiziramo zato, da nam ta ne more priti do živega. Na prihodnje proteste pojdimo skupaj s prijatelji, pazimo drug na drugega, bodimo pozorni na dogajanja, predvsem pa se ne pustimo utišati. Potrudimo se, da ne reagiramo panično in pomagajmo ostalim, ki tega prvi hip ne zmorejo. Toda ne popuščajmo. Zavedajmo pa se tudi, da je trenutno prostor odprt v vse smeri, tudi za nekatere, ki si jih kot anarhisti in anarhistke nikakor ne želimo. Pri svojem delovanju se zato držimo principa, da le ukolikor nam uspe v praksi in skupaj resnično uveljavljati principe svobode, avtonomije, mnogoterosti, horizontalnosti, anfinitete, spoštovanja, enakosti in zavrniti sleherni seksizem, rasizem, sovraštvo, homofobijo in ostale ostanke propadajočega reda, le v tem primeru lahko dosežemo resnično družbeno spremembo. Ne enkrat v daljni prihodnosti, temveč že danes in jutri. Najdimo se torej na ulicah in izborimo nazaj svobodo, ki nam že odvedno pripada.
Justicia del sistema. cuando tengas que actuar.
Seremos ingobernables.
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 Tu inteligencia es el arma más valiosa. Tu energía contra el estado de las cosas.
Seremos ingobernables.
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 Ingobernables. Ingobernables. Ingobernables. Ingobernables. Ingobernables.
Bla 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 bla. Bla 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 bla.
Naj se teorija začne.
V zadnji oddaji smo v pogovoru z aktivistom organizacije anarhistov za libertarni socializem OASL Felipejem Korejo govorili o idejah, ciljih in strategiji njihove organizacije. Ta deluje v São Paulo, je del brazilske anarhistične koordinacije in sestavlja specifično anarhistično tradicijo especifizmo. Especifizmo zagovarja organizacijski dualizem. To pomeni, da je potrebno na eni strani vzpostavljati specifične anarhistične organizacije in na drugi strani delovati v družbenih gibanjih. Anarhistična organizacija je prostor za razvoj analiz, strategije in taktik ter orodje za koordinacijo učinkovite anarhistične intervencije v družbeno-politično polje. Especifizmo poudarja potrebo po delovanju v družbenih gibanjih, ki naj bodo ideološko nezamejena, da bi se lahko vzpostavila prava ljudska protimoč in tudi organi te moči. V prejšnji oddaji smo spoznali, da je specifizmo črpa iz idej Bakunina, Malateste in platformistov. Spoznali smo proces k vzpostavljanju anarhistične organizacije v Braziliji, razvoj od anarhističnega foruma do anarhistične koordinacije ter tudi težave, s katerimi so se v tem procesu soočali. Danes nadaljujemo z izkušnjami njihovega organiziranja. Glede na to, da se njihove skupine združujejo na podlagi skupnih analiz in strategije, nas je zanimalo, kako se znotraj organizacije lotijo kolektivnega pisanja in sprejemanja lastnih principov in dokumentov.
It's a really important lesson that we learned, because in the beginning we would like really to have everything done, to give answers to problems, to have a method of analysis, to have a complete theory, to have a current strategy and so on. And we see that some comrades are acting like this today. But then we adopted a phrase of a member of Brazilian liberation theology, that we have some comrades that are more close to them, but there's nothing to do with religion. But he has a phrase that is like that: it's better for you to take one step with 1,000 instead of give 1,000 steps with one. So we adopted that in the sense that it's really much difficult to produce collective theory. I could sit there and write lots of current stuffs and so on, and then the others will say, okay, it's okay, and we will have a really current document and so on. But we preferred during these years and to work with little stuffs, okay? So if you see the FAO material published in 2002, it's a declaration of principles saying why organization is important, why this work with social movements is important. We worked with these documents like for years. We have been criticized, okay, you have just one document, you do not produce theory and everything. And then we start part of this process to creating the CAB, the coordination, was to work on some documents. So some years ago, we pre-founded this reflection on principles, and then we change our two principles for a group of maybe 15 principles. So FAO stopped to have just organization and social insertion and start to define itself as a specifista. And these documents went to organizations. Organization discussed the documents, and then we met to do everything. So it takes time, and normally the final result is not as good as an intellectual or a good militant on theory could write it alone. Okay, but we think it's much important to do this collective process, that this can be really useful to the militants to participate and to give opinions. So then we published this declaration of principles, and then we thought that the main the easiest way to start a collective discussion is to talk on our immediate short-term program. And then this was one of the issues dealt in the Congress. So we discussed a lot our short-term goals in terms of health, work, and gender, and imperialism, and something like that. But trying to do it with lots of participation, and this take time, and so I think these documents are normally produced collectively. We think that our practice contribute too much with this theory. So the FARG program, for example, and now it's being translated into lots of languages, it's something that it's a process of 5 years of activating, and this practice was theorized, our theory also had impact in our practice, and so on. So we think that it's important not to intend to solve all problems of the world in like 1 year or something. If we take some social analysis issues, okay, people in sociology are discussing for more than 100 years how does the world function, you know, and your organization does not have to finish it in 1 or 2 years. Okay, you have to deal with the tools, with the theoretical tools, see how it can work, and you have to deal with these experiences to see what is going well, what is not going, and then to adjust things. And I think it's a kind of a method of experimentation. Okay, you put your theory in practice, you see your practice, you evaluate, you can have this critical spirit. Okay, so you go in your congress, you have to be open to look to a comrade, see what is going on. Okay, I think we have a mistake here, our decision of that time was wrong. Okay, so this capacity to do this self-criticism and to readjust. And I think this is something really important and have to be supported by one principle that it's not so mentioned in the anarchist tradition, but we have it as a main anarchist principle that is called ethics. Okay, so we think we have a different ethics. We think this principle have to dominate in our political discussions. We think this principle is one of the most important anarchist principles, and it's imprescindible. It's quite relevant for our practice and for our daily attitudes and struggles and everything.
V teoriji especifizmo predlaga organiziranje družbenih bojev na treh področjih. Na področju sosesk, torej tam, kjer živimo, na polju izobraževanja, torej tam, kjer študiramo, in na polju produkcije, torej tam, kjer delamo. Poslušajmo, v katere aktivnosti in družbena gibanja so aktivisti brazilske anarhistične koordinacije vključeni na terenu.
Our most strong work is with the landless movement, the MST. Movimiento de los Trabajadores Rurales Sin Tierra. And this movement have four settlements inside what we call Big São Paulo. Okay, so three of them are kind of peasant settlements, and one of them is completely urban. So our work there inside, we work both with production issues, so try to work on self-managed cooperatives and to sell the products in the city and to try to make this connection between city and countryside, and also with political education. So we're doing lots of activities inside the settlements, and then basically on cultural stuff, so producing video and talks and activities that people normally could be involved. And together with all of this, this mass mobilizing work that we call a grassroots work or something like this, to try to involve people, try to recreate the sense of belonging to the movement that it's really affected by the last years of the huge struggle that has no results, and the PT, the Workers Party government, it's using a technique of make the movement tired. So you fight, they don't confront you frontally, but they just make things difficult for the conquests, and I kind of try to make the movement tired. And this feeling has been really it's been really bad inside the movement, because people, the base, start to putting the guilt in the direction, and direction says that the grassroots is guilty because they do not participate. And then one neighbor confront the other, and so this kind of implodes the movement internally. So we're trying to recreate this. We work with some occupations, but now in São Paulo we have an idea that our priority is to solve the problem of these four spaces before to occupy other ones. Okay, so we have one of these spaces that people are struggling there for 10 years to be recognized and to build their houses and everything, and in this 10 years this could not be done. So that's a priority, to solve these problems of the settlements that are already occupied, and then we can start on occupying again and everything.
Poleg delovanja v gibanju kmetov brez zemlje so aktivni tudi v delavskih, študentskih in komunitarnih gibanjih.
And the second work, it's a bit, it's not really old. Our militants just get in a social movement that was already constructed by some other really interesting comrades. These comrades are, they are Marxists, but in the practice they are really libertarians. So they are defending self-management, they defend direct democracy, grassroots mobilizations, and so on. So we thought that it would be interesting to do something in terms of neighborhood in São Paulo, and then we asked them to participate and try to integrate this process and everything. And so we could, I think this is being really well done. And just to end, we have a small union work in the union of public teachers. Okay, this is something we're trying to reinforce, this union activities. And also we have a student front that is being formed in the countryside, because we have a nucleus there that is being formed and everything. So I would say that both this four, okay, the MST, it's the older, it's the biggest work. The second one, this community neighborhood working, and then the union and the students, that are something. But generally, to speak not too much, but nationally we have work in the unions. and neighborhoods, students, and peasants movement. These are the four main lines of works we have, and there are some organizations that have the biggest one have work in these four sectors, but the small one normally one or two sectors, but nationally we have these four guidelines.
Na mednarodni ravni se povezujejo preko mreže anarchismo.net. To je anarhistična mreža, ki za svoje temelje, tako lastnega organiziranja kot povezovanja, postavlja ideje platformistične tradicije v anarhizmu. Pogovor smo snemali poleti v Santimieju, na velikem mednarodnem srečanju, kjer so bile prisotne organizacije in skupine različnih tradicij znotraj anarhizma. Zanimalo nas je, kakšen odnos gojijo do drugih organiziranih anarhističnih gibanj, na primer do anarcho-sindikalistične internacionale IWA in do internacionale anarhističnih federacij IFA. Kakšne so razlike med njimi in ali obstaja konflikt znotraj gibanja?
This event here prove that there is not a conflict.
Here okay. In this international okay.
We are in Saint-Imier, and this is something that could not be done some years ago, everybody here together, but we have different proposals, we have different persons and organizations inside each one of these organizations. I could tell you that we are part of this specificista platformist tradition. Okay, we have affinity with some anarcho-syndicalists in what respect to mass organizations. Okay, we have affinity with some of the IFA members in what concern to political organization. Okay, with social organization, but surely there are big differences. Okay, the main differences is that we do not agree with anarcho-syndicalists because, by our point of view, they're trying to unite the political view of or the political organization of anarchism with the mass proposal and the mass organization of anarchists. They're trying to substitute this dual organizationist process that we defend by just one organization with everything inside. And we could discuss historically and theoretically, but we do not agree with that. And basically, with the IFA, our difference is that they defend the proposition of the synthesis, that is an answer to the platform of the 20s and the 30s, okay, written by two different militants. We have two synthesis proposals that basically tries to unite every group or every tradition that identifies itself with anarchism, given to the groups all possible autonomy to do everything. Okay, sure, we cannot say that there's everything, and if you see the Anarchist Federation in France, there's not too much individualists, something that they had already have and everything. But if you have your group, you would like to have a radio, you will work in your radio. If you want to publish some books, you will publish. If you want to work in the union, okay. But they are no worried about thinking a common strategy. They are not thinking about this alignment that we think it's important to potentialize the intervention of the anarchist organization in the reality. So we have political differences. There are some people inside these other organizations that we have problems, we have conflicts, but there are other lots of people inside these traditions that we are really close to. We are here in Saint-Imier, and that old guy that talked there, it's René Berthier. He's a member of the French Anarchist Federation. He is really close to us in Brazil. We use a lot of his stuff. He is translating our stuff. We are really close to Frank Mintz, that it's a member of the CNT, the Vignoles, the
of France. So we try to be as open as possible and try to differentiate. Okay, I can have an affinity with you, I can do something together, but organize together or do everything together is not possible or even necessary. Okay, so we can organize a book fair together, we can organize an event like this together. Okay, but if in your political view you have a different conception of organization, I can do something, you can do something, and in one we have affinity, we'll work together or not. This is our conception of sectarianism, okay, and alliances. We have to be to have alliance not with all those who say I am an anarchist. Okay, we have a program, we have a proposal to this step or to this period of time. Okay, in this period of time everybody that can be together, anarchist and not anarchist, can join, we can do something together respecting this principle of the ethics, and not because people say I'm anarchist, but what we think it's important to do that way. Okay, it's important to do a book fair. Okay, it's important to do a book fair, so let's agree with every comrades that can make a book fair. But this thing of ethics, we think, is the main point. For example, we have some anarcho-syndicalists in Brazil that say that we are Trotskyists and everything, the government is funding us or something. So with these people, we normally just, we do not respond, we never answer, but we just take a distance and no relations anymore.
S tem pogovor tudi zaključujemo. Vse, kar vas ideje specifizma zanimajo bolj poglobljeno, vabimo, da raziščete spletno stran anarchismo.net. Tam so objavljeni številni članki in dokumenti tovarišev iz Brazilije v angleščini, kot tudi mnogi drugi materiali, ki so jih spisali tovariši iz drugih delov sveta. Če ste izpustili prejšnjo črno luknjo, v kateri smo objavili prvi del pogovora s Felipejem, pa jo poiščite v arhivu naše oddaje na radiostudent.si. Na tem mestu se tovarišem iz Brazilije še enkrat zahvaljujemo za vso inspiracijo, ki smo jo dobili na srečanju z njimi v Švici. S tem zaključujemo še eno črno luknjo in vas na koncu jasno še enkrat pozivamo, da se pridružite spontanim protestom proti sistemu, ki bodo v petek v Ljubljani. Seveda se jim lahko pridružite tudi v drugih mestih, ker očitno tudi tam potekajo. Tisti, ki ste pa iz Ljubljane, pa vabimo, da se pridružite antikapitalistom v petek ob 16. pri Sidru na Kongresnem trgu. Do takrat pa organizirajte se. Čau!
What's a revolution to you? To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Revolution! Dobro, jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narodne ustanake?